Hey gang, welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio, the only show on the internet that is 100% certified as being non-kosher certified. Yes, 100% non-kosher certified, non-Mossad infiltrated. That is us. Well, that's our whole network, really. We are a kosher-free network. Live a non-kosher certified lifestyle. Go to nationalbugle.com and download the Kosher-tified app, because kosher certification, it's a bigger deal than any of us ever thought. We'll be getting to that in a second. republicbroadcasting.org, go there. Show your support for free speech by sending shekels. Now, as for downloading the Kosher-tified app, it's $2.99, and that's only if you have an Android phone. Otherwise, you can get a free online app that you can use online. You can get a lot of that same great information about what's kosher certified. But what we're finding out is that our politicians are kosher certified. And, you know, with the regular kosher certification, you've got, I think it's the main one is the Union of Orthodox Rabbis or something like that. It's the emblem is a U with a circle around it, but it's not the only one. There's a K with a triangle around it. There is, what else is there? Oh, there are a bunch. There's some that use Hebrew letters. There are different certifications. Well, also with our politicians. I mean, the most famous kosher certification for our politicians is AIPAC. That's the most famous society, organization for kosher certifying our politicians. And people come and they, well, I mean, you got to hold on 1 second. I have to finish this popsicle because it's hot. It's hot out there. All right. We got that over with. And is this popsicle kosher certified? Well, I have to look at the box. Anyway, very good popsicle. Orange flavor. That either orange or grape. Cherry's good too. But with the AIPAC, one of their kosher certification ceremonies, every year they have this big shindig in Washington, D.C. You'd think you were in Hollywood. You'd think you're at the Oscars. It's a very high value production. And they have all the big shots come and make speeches. They have littler shots, not the bigger shots, but the littler shots who come and maybe sit in the audience. You know, big hunk of the members of Congress come by. That's a big kosher certification ceremony. But AIPAC, they kosher certify people outside of that. There are AIPAC representatives in probably most congressional districts. I've seen them around. And they make contact with the politicians. Maybe they give them a survey or whatever. They get them to put certain positions on their websites, you know, what have you. And in exchange, they get kosher certification. They may get a little bit of money. So AIPAC has some 501c3, not 501c3s, what are they? They have some super PACs or other things that are associated with them directly, where they can direct money at politicians. But it's that kosher certification. If they direct a little bit of money, you know, if an AIPAC-associated PAC gives, say, $5,000 to a congressman, that's a certification. That is a big U with a circle around it on that guy's forehead. Oh, by the way, I am taking calls today. I almost forgot to give out that call-in number. It's and I don't remember it off the top of my head. We'll get it. Mr. T will get it for me in just a second, or I'll find it on the internet. What are the other? I'm not in my regular studios. I'm in a very hot location, that's for sure. I don't know. Haven't they ever heard of air conditioning? But so you've got that big U with the circle around it on your forehead. Okay, it's 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. So if you've gotten $5,000, it's assigned to all the other Zionist money bags, and they'll send you a lot of money. But is that the bulk of your money? Because a typical congressperson has to raise about $20,000 a week. $20,000 a week, which translates to $1 million a year, which for a House of Representatives is $2 million per election cycle, which is about average, $2 million per election cycle. Is the bulk of that money coming from Jewish money bags? Probably not. A big hunk of it is, though. But here's the thing. A challenger to a member of the House of Representatives typically doesn't have $2 million, typically has much, much less, maybe only a few tens of thousands of dollars. I don't know how much money AOC had. She primary challenged somebody. But they typically don't have that much money. But here's the thing about the kosher certification. If you lose your kosher certification, like, Charles Percy back in the 80s, I think, and in the 70s you had William Fulbright in the Senate, and you've had other people, Cynthia McKinney back in the last decade, they lost their kosher certification. What does that do? That means you are going to, the Zionist powers that be, the Zionist money bags, are going to funnel money to your primary or general election opponent. Now, typically, these Congress critters, the incumbents have something like a 97% reelection rate. So if you have that certification, you know, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. But that only gets you so far. AIPAC only gets you so far. There are, you know, and there are probably other kosher certification boards for lower down the totem pole. Maybe if you're running for city council in Cleveland or whatever, there might be maybe the Cleveland Jewish Foundation or whatever it's called. They might have some. There might be these local certifications. But what we're seeing with the Epstein thing, this is another kosher certification organ, but this is for the high ups. This is definitely for the high up people. They and it's people that. So with AIPAC, you know, you've got the carrot and the stick. The carrot is, we'll give you money, and maybe, you know, help smooth the way for favorable media coverage and whatnot. So that's the carrot, and the stick is, if you cross us, we're going to finance an opponent for you, an election opponent. That's kind of, when you get down to it, it's kind of an indirect stick. It's not the most direct stick, okay? So, you know, well, they can also get the media to give you unfavorable coverage. But here's the thing. If you're going for a really high office, president for sure, you know, who knows what else, attorney general, these really high offices where you could actually pull a Putin. Because remember, Putin was kosher certified. Putin was kosher certified. He was put in office with Jewish oligarch backers. He turned around and he bit their hand. He bit the hand that fed him, bit the hand that put him into office. This is why they hate him. So if you're somebody who is going for offices, for positions that are high enough that you could turn around and do damage to them, they need something more than just the threat of primarying you in the next election. That's not enough. And that's where they got to get the goods on you. They got to get goods. And the, like I said before, having sex tapes with you and underage girls, those are the goods. And I do think, and I've been very pleased to see that Andrew Anglin, who's got a very sharp mind, that he is coming to my point of view, that if these people are going into it willingly, that this is a transaction. This is not entrapment. This isn't, and if you heard yesterday's show with Mark Collett, we were talking along these lines. It's not as if Prince Andrew, for instance, just happened to be jogging along the street one day, or Bill Clinton just happened to be jogging along the street one day and bumped into Jeffrey Epstein, and decided to pop up to his mansion for a quick popsicle. No, That's not what happened. So these people, I think that they know exactly what they're getting into. It's a transaction. They know they are going to get funds and all sorts of support, Jewish, Zionist, Israeli support for their future career, which is going to be a big deal career, but it's going to be a career with enough power, offices with enough power, that the Zionists need an insurance policy. And that insurance policy is provided by acquiescing to having sex sessions taped. And I think that's, they do this, they could, like I've mentioned before, some criminal gangs might say, okay, you've got to go do a drive-by shooting, you've got to go rob this liquor store, you've got to go, rape somebody or whatever, you've got to go do something. Well, those are things, it's hard to imagine getting an established politician to agree to that type of thing. This is something that you can hold over an established politician, but you can also realistically expect an established politician to provide to you. I mean, what else can you imagine that you could hold over an established politician's head that you could expect him to willingly provide for you? It has to be something that they're willing to do. And having sex with a underage girl, it may not be what they want. They might find it distasteful. And maybe I'd be very interested to see how many of these people go back time and time again, like Clinton does. So for Clinton, it's clearly more than just the kosher certification. If he's had 26 or 27 flights on the Lolita Express, it's more than just kosher certification. I'd be interested to know how many tapes they have on Bill Richardson. And I would bet probably one. George Mitchell, probably one. I think typically probably one is enough. They might wind up going to the mansion a couple times because maybe it takes, more than one negotiating session to get things straight. But in terms of the tapes, I bet for most people, they just go once because they're not pedophiles. But they're willing to do this. They're willing to do it because that's the process. That's the kosher certification process. I was pleased to see that that Andrew Anglin is agreeing with that. What else? Well, I have been asking, kind of wondering aloud, because this isn't something that was immediately obvious to me. This is something, when this Epstein thing broke 6 weeks ago or 2 months ago, whenever it was, I was saying, this is big, but we have to find a way to encapsulize it. We have to find a way to describe this so people can understand, because it's not just a prostitution ring. It's not just a prostitution. And it's not just blackmail, because blackmail typically implies that people were tricked into something, or that they did something thinking it was in private. That's typically what blackmail is. Blackmail, typically the person who's being blackmailed is a victim, maybe a victim of their own indiscretions. I don't see these people as being victims. I see these people as engaging in influence peddling, just like I think it's not so much blackmail, but bribery. It's more of like bribery than blackmail. It's a completely different kind of crime. I think it's got a very different nature to it. I've been wondering, okay, so it's not just politicians. You got Steven Pinker, professor of psychiatry? He's a professor, a Jewish professor, Jewish Canadian from Montreal. You got all of these Jewish physicists. What are they there for? And Andrew Anglin suggested that they get involved, and maybe they enjoy the sex with young girls, but they get involved. Their role is to give these events at the Epstein locations an air of sophistication, of intellectualism, to make it easier for these politicians to go there, because they're going and they're meeting with other elite people from different fields. Okay, let's see here. We have a call from Jim in New York. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Slattery. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. The point I wanted before, I just was drawn in by what you just said, because this, what you just said about being forced or coerced into committing one crime, that's also what the MS-16 does. They make people commit horrible murders so they can never be a snitch. Now,
MS-16, thank you for mentioning that. So exactly what kind of crimes does MS-16 get people to commit?
They get them to commit slaughter people and butcher them into pieces with machetes. They found several of them in Long Island. But that's not the reason I called, actually.
Okay.
Because you reminded me of that. The reason I called you is because I just finished speaking with the office of the New York City Chief Medical Examiner, and they have on their phone number extension 5 for media. And I told them I am not media, but I registered a complaint vis-a-vis everything we know about, but that all the details were left out in this rush to judgment on the suicide thing. And I told them that I am not media, but I am dealing with media and with other government agencies to sort of bring them into line. And so if you don't mind, I would like to give the number on the air of the New York City Chief Medical Examiner's office.
Okay, and may I ask where you got the number from? Is it from their website, the phone book?
I got it from the New York City 311 information.
And okay, this is public information. Go right ahead.
It's public information, and it's a confirmed number. I just spoke with them.
Okay.
The number is 212.
Okay, 312.
No, 212.
Oh, 212. Yeah, New York area code. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet. Everybody, get your pencils out. Go right ahead, Jim.
212, of course there's a 1 before that, 1212-447-2030, extension 5 for media.
Okay, one more time.
1212-447-2030, extension 5 for media.
Okay, good. And if you're calling from a cell phone, you typically don't need that one at the beginning, although it probably won't hurt anything.
Right.
Okay, and what did they tell you?
Well, you know, they were, there was just a woman answered the phone there, and she was, you know, this and that, and I told her that I'm not only speaking for myself, but I am contacting media and other government agencies. And I said, well, I'm not asking you to do anything because I know you won't, but just thank you and have a nice day. And she sounded sort of like a bear. He sounded like I got it in some way, and I said goodbye.
Wow. Okay, well, that might be interesting. Maybe we have people in the audience who crawl into radio shows. This might be a good thing to do. Call in and see what you can find out, or just see what they say. What do you think? Do you have a theory? Because we don't know exactly what happened. A lot of things are plausible, but what do you think probably happened?
Well, in view of the fact that, number one, he had several broken bones. Number two, two guards fell asleep at the same time. They could have at least taken turns, right, to fall asleep if they were doing that. And the fact that the medical examiners rushed to judgment without examining any peripheral
All very
evidence.
Strange. Okay, so we're going off to the break. If you want to hang on, if you have more, then we can talk on the other side.
Well, that's basically about it.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Radio with Patrick Slattery. Today is a live call-in show, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. This next segment's a short segment. I'm going to stick on the same topic for a while, but then we'll move on to other topics, unless somebody calls and wants to talk about something else. Andrew Anglin, in his piece where he was saying he thought that Steven Pinker and Alan Dershowitz and a lot of these Jewish intellectuals, academics, and scientists were lending their reputations as scholars to these affairs, making it easier. So let's just say you're Bill Clinton, for instance, and you say, "Oh, honey, he's talking to Hillary. Hillary, I feel your pain. I got an invitation to a party from a nice Jewish boy." "Oh, really? Who's going to be there?" Well, if he can say, "Well, Alan Dershowitz and Steven Pinker and a lot of Harvard professors, and Prince Andrew," then she'll probably say, "Okay, run along, have a good time." But if he were to say, "Well, half of the cheerleading squad of Central Catholic High School," not so much. So I think that's, and so he was asking, well, what would Prince Andrew, who was born into his position, what would he have to gain from it? He probably just really, really likes having sex with young girls, I would suppose. Now, he was the guy who was married to Fergie, what was her name, Sarah Ferguson, they were married for a few years, and they wound up getting divorced. And I guess he's just been playing around ever since. That's what he likes. So that's what he gets out of it. And what does he lend to it? What do the Zionists get out of it? Well, they get, British royalty is going to be there too. British royalty is, along in on the social totem pole, you would think that British royalty would be up there. Maybe not quite as high up there as say, Jared Kushner being the scion of a Jewish criminal family. Not quite that, but you know, you think these British royals, they're social climbers, you know, so they'd like to hobnob with New York Jews in order to increase their social status, right? And same with Clinton, a former president. How are you going to increase your social status by hobnobbing with a bunch of Brooklyn Jews? That's what you do. So, there's just a couple of odds and ends here. There had been news that had come out, I guess, late last week about Ghislaine, and I've come to believe that that's how you pronounce the name Ghislaine. It's a hard G, and the S is silent. I'm pretty sure that's how you do it. That would be consistent with French spelling rules, and I guess it's a French name. I was able to confirm that there have been a lot of French people, French women with that name, and then I guess Ghislaine would be the masculine form of the name, and I just was able to see a lot of French people with that name, and so that would be how you would pronounce it in French, with the S silent and the G hard. So it's not going to be Ghislaine or Ghislaine or Ghislaine, but Ghislaine, I believe that's how it's spelled. Anyway, then she was at an In-N-Out Burger, which, for those of you who are on the East Coast or the Midwest, that's, I think, a West Coast thing, the In-N-Out Burger. And there was a picture of her, you know, smiling for the camera. And, you know, I had people who said to me, I think that was Photoshopped. And then now there seems to be evidence that it was Photoshopped. Apparently, in the background at that In-N-Out Burger, there was a poster for a movie. What's it called? You know, Something Boys, not Jersey Boys, but Something Boys, for some new movie. And somebody contacted the owner of the billboard company, who says, nope, that's not, that poster has never been on that particular billboard, so it was obviously just Photoshopped in so that you wouldn't have a, so that you wouldn't have a poster for 20 Years a Slave or 12 Years a Slave in the background, you know, that would show. And, of course, in the picture, Ghislaine, you know, she's 57 now, and she probably looked younger than 57. So it was probably a picture from a little while ago, a few years ago, and, you know, they were circulating it just to get the goyim confused. And who was circulating? Wasn't it the New York Post? You know, it's one of these New York Jewish-owned tabloid papers. So there's that. And of course, nobody's believing the suicide story. The suicide, whether it's suicide or homicide or whatever, I think it's all interesting and relevant, but it's not the central thing. The central thing is this kosher certification. The central thing is, why do the Jews have to have control over our politicians? Why do they have to do this? Why do they have to submit them to a kosher certification process whereby they are willingly giving blackmailable material to the Jews? Why is this happening? That's the central thing. Okay, we're coming up on the next break. Again, call in. And I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I will be switching gears. One last thing about this, the whole Epstein thing. I don't think it's the main thing that, you know, whether he committed suicide or whatever. He was probably murdered. That's probably what happened. But there are a lot of scenarios that are plausible. One scenario that would be a suicide scenario would be, let's just say, in the last month, he apparently got roughed up in his cell by his cellmate, who was a former New York cop, who was very brutal. He could have gotten roughed up then. And then his lawyers made it clear to him that, the Mossad no longer wanted him around. And he had a choice, that they were going to smooth the path for him to kill himself. They were going to smooth the path, and this would be something that would be quick and easy. Or he could have that, person back in his cell and torture him to death. That's plausible. Is it really worth it? I mean, people don't really believe he committed suicide anyway. So how much value is there in actually having him commit suicide if people aren't going to believe it? Maybe not a lot. It's one scenario. And when you think, this person, Epstein, was boyfriend and girlfriend with Ghislaine Maxwell, who obviously knew that her father had long worked for the Mossad and then was killed by the Mossad. And I think this is kind of the Faustian deal that the Mossad might make with some of its agents. Like, okay, you are going to have like a phenomenal lifestyle. You're going to be super rich. You're going to have everything you could, riches beyond anything you could have ever dreamed of. But once you become no longer useful to us, we're getting rid of you. So don't necessarily expect to die of old age in your bed. It might be that. These people, Epstein, Maxwell, they might know this going into it. All right. If anybody wants to call and talk about it, that is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Otherwise, I'm moving on because I don't want to beat this. This, I think, it is the most important issue, but I don't want people to get tired of it. So here's something that's important. And this, I think, just right before we went on air, the Italian Parliament is in session, and the Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, Giuseppe Conte. He's the Italian Prime Minister. He resigned today, just now. He resigned because one of the members of the coalition government wants him to resign and was pushing for his resignation. Okay, so what's going on in Italy? So when you say Italy, most people who are interested in Italian politics think of Matteo Salvini. Salvini is the vice prime minister, the vice premier, and the interior minister. And he has been in charge of migration policy and has really turned things around and has become very, very popular. Now, he's been in office for, I guess, what, 14 months or 16 months or something? I think since spring of 2018, since last year. There was an election, a year and a half ago or so, and the winners were the Northern League. And the Northern League, I think it used to be called the Lombard League, or Lega di Lombardia. I don't speak Italian. I sing Italian. I don't speak it. But the Lombard League did well. And then in the south, and they're located in the north, Lombard, I guess, which is like in northern Italy, near the Alps, near the knee of the boot, right? So Torino and Venice and Turin, and where do they design the clothes? Where's the big fashion center? You know what I'm talking about? It's those areas, Milano. So those areas, that's the wealthy part of Italy. And 25, 30 years ago, this regional party had formed, at one point thinking of breaking away from Italy because the South is poor. And the idea was, we're paying all these taxes and our taxes are getting funneled down to Sicily and southern Italy, where they're being used by corrupt politicians, corrupt mafioso-style politicians. And so That's the origins of the league, now called the Northern League. In the South, they had a left-wing movement, but still anti-establishment, called the Five Star Movement. And so after the election, the league and the Five Star Movement formed a coalition, and with both of their leaders becoming vice prime ministers. And this is something that's not unprecedented. This is something that you see from time to time in Italy, that they'll get a technocrat or an academic who's not part of either party and have him be the lead the government, be the prime minister. And that's this Giuseppe Conte. I'm not sure exactly what his background is. I think he's an academic. I think he's a professor. So he's out. He announces his resignation. Now, Italy has a president, and the president doesn't have much of a role in day-to-day politics, but the president does have a role in calling elections and then inviting somebody to form a government. And so, you invite somebody who has the prospect of putting together a majority in parliament to form a government, and they put together a government, and then there's a vote in the parliament, and if they get a majority, then the government's in power. If they don't, then they might have. Then somebody else has to be invited to form a coalition, or they have to. They go back to the polls. So, I believe that President Sergio Mattarella that he will have the option of asking somebody to put together a government that might get a majority. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe the Five Star Movement would reach out to an establishment party. I don't know if that's in the works or not. I doubt it is, because I think Salvini knows a whole lot more about Italian politics than Patrick Slattery does, and he wouldn't have been pushing for Conte's resignation unless he felt that nobody else was going to be able to put together a coalition government, and thus there would be early elections called. And if there's early election calls, it's very possible that Salvini's party, given the electoral system in Italy, they could wind up with more than 50% of the seats. If they get 40% of the vote, they'll wind up with a clear majority of the seats in parliament. And, you know, then Salvini would be prime minister and could do a lot more than simply guide immigration policy. So that seems to be the plan there. I think it's a big deal, so it's worth keeping an eye on, and we'll keep an eye on it. So we'll see. What else is going on? Other things are going on. You've got this whole business in Hong Kong. And why is this going on in Hong Kong? Why do you have violent protests? Because they are getting violent. They've been violent for a while. Violent protests in Hong Kong. And to what extent does the CIA play a role? A lot of people say that the CIA clearly is playing a role. I don't have the evidence, but that is certainly my very strong suspicion, is that the CIA / the Western media is playing a role. I'm not, the CIA certainly has been at times infiltrated into the media. Sometimes you wonder how much the media might be infiltrated into the CIA. The CIA is a government body, and you know, the CIA often sometimes it has a Jewish director. You know, James Schlesinger, going back to the 1970s, was a Jewish director of the CIA, ethnically Jewish. There's been other Jewish directors, but often has Jewish vice directors. But even if it doesn't, they're kosher certified. The CIA directors are kosher certified. Look at John Brennan, for goodness sakes. Gina Haspel, the current CIA director, I think she's probably kosher certified. So you wonder. I've told the story before about having been in Tibet back in the 80s, at a time when they were having race riots there. And you saw, you know, when I was talking to Tibetan Buddhist monks, they were saying, well, okay, we don't particularly like the Chinese being here, but honestly, living standards are improved with the Chinese here. That before the Chinese were exercising their sovereignty over Tibet, Tibet was a very brutal theocracy, and also the Chinese presence in Tibet is primarily urban, and the vast majority of Tibetan people are rural or nomadic, and to the extent that they use the cities, they go into the cities on pilgrimages, and this is what I'd see. I'd see them, you know, walking a few feet down the street in Tibet towards I forgot the name of it, but there's this magnificent 400-year-old temple building. It's like a giant palace built in the side of the mountain. It's really stunning. And they'd be going to that or to another Buddhist, you know, one of the other ancient Buddhist temples in Lhasa. They walk a few steps, they get down and they prostrate themselves and get up again and do, you know, wash, rinse, and repeat. And the Chinese weren't interfering with the religious activities. And so you know, one monk that I was talking to, who had gone into exile with the Dalai Lama across the border in India, but was visiting, he said, well, you know, honestly, it's, we don't like it, but it's not that bad. Living conditions are better. It's not as if there's more brutality, there's less brutality, and people's religion isn't really being interfered with. Yeah, maybe some people say this, but at any rate, I would still see all of this graffiti, and I could read the graffiti because it was in English. I didn't see a lot of Tibetan graffiti, and I don't read Tibetan, but Tibetan doesn't look like English, and it doesn't look like Chinese. It looks very different. So you weren't seeing what the graffiti you were seeing, you know, free Tibet, it was in English. So what's that all about? And then a couple of years later, when they had Tiananmen, as I've mentioned, that started out as a student protest against clogged toilets, basically overflowing toilets, bad conditions on campus. And it was through this interaction with the Western media that had showed up for Gorbachev's visit to China, when Gorbachev was a big deal and they were following Gorbachev around, and he went on this historic visit to China. They followed him there, and there were these protests, and so they started covering the protests, and then after Gorbachev left, the protesters stayed. And, you know, the funny thing was, the narrative coming out of the Western media in the wake of Tiananmen and Gorbachev's visit was, okay, so the Chinese have everything backwards. So Gorbachev is doing political liberalization first and then economic liberalization, and that's what you have to do. The Chinese are doing economic liberalization first, but they're not doing political liberalization, and that they've got the horse before the cart. And of course, here we are 30 years later. Gorbachev's still alive, but he's a complete has-been. He didn't last until, well, I guess he had another 2.5 years in office, and then he was out. And the Soviet Union no longer exists, whereas China is in a rivalry with the United States. China is, in terms of economy, it's now the number two economy in the world, and at some point will surpass the United States. In terms of military, I suppose it's number three, because the Russians still have a very, very strong military, and in some ways they're, you know, they have some military technology that's better than ours. You know, we put in this missile defense system, and then they developed these hypersonic missiles that can evade our missile defense system. So there you go. So that's what we have. And so what's going on, I mean, that's been the history. Now, in Hong Kong, of course, was a British colony. It was not a democracy. Up until 1997, it was ruled by the British, with a big hunk of it being part of a 99-year lease that was going to expire in 1997. So there really wasn't, the British didn't have a choice. The British weren't going to be able either they had to give back all of the hinterland that was very important to Hong Kong, according to the 99-year lease. If they give that back, then Hong Kong becomes pretty much unviable because its food was coming from these new territories. That was what they were called, Hong Kong Island and the peninsula of Kowloon, which didn't need to be returned in 1997, but the only way to support them would have been massive food imports, which maybe was possible, but you had just millions of people, and so much of their food was coming from these new territories. That's what the purpose of the new territories was. And you know, if China wanted to snatch them back, it was all Britain could do in 1982 to snatch some virtually uninhabited islands back from Argentina, and they were remote from Argentina. The Hong Kong, Kowloon, new territories are
adjacent to China and a half world away from Britain. So, all right, we will be back after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio, with Patrick Slattery and George from Greece. George, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Slattery. There's a bunch of stuff that we could talk about today. First of all, Salvini's Italy. Salvini is not actually what we think of him. He's actually pretty much Zionist, but I don't know if you want to talk about that. There's a bunch of other stuff that we could talk about.
Well, here's a quick question for you. Here's a quick question. If Salvini becomes prime minister, because we've gotten, I mean, he's done what seems to be a pretty good job in clamping down on immigration into Italy, illegal immigration.
Absolutely.
Him becoming prime minister, does those extra powers, are they at all useful, or are we getting whatever we can get out of him in his current role?
I believe that he will have the moral legitimization to act upon the policies even more. Being prime minister and his party being the number one party in Italian politics gives him a lot of power to deal with the European Union in general. Regarding a possible exit from the Eurozone on the part of Italy, and maybe aligning with Orban, maybe aligning with other people around Europe that are like-minded.
Mm-hmm. What else was on your mind?
Well, Salvini is kind of a Zionist. He loves the state of Israel. He's a Donald Trump style of politician.
Is he more Donald Trump or Viktor Orban?
He's a Donald Trump style of politician because he's a nationalist. He admires the nationalism of the Israeli state. I don't think whether he has a grasp. These kind of people really have a grasp of what Jewish nationalism means. Jewish nationalism means not only state nationalism, i.e. Israeli nationalism, but the actual nationalism of the Jewish diaspora around the world. So being a Jewish nationalist or an Israeli nationalist also means that you will defend Jewish interests around the world. I don't think these people understand what being a Jewish a Zionist means. So that's my criticism of Salvini's Zionism. But there's a lot of more stuff that we could talk about with Hong Kong and Japan, or with the situation right now in northern Syria, and the failed neo-Ottomanism of Erdogan. There's
we've only got about a minute left. Talk about whatever you want.
Yes, well, the situation in Syria right now, Turkey's neo-Ottomanism is being exposed day by day. They approached Russia to form an alliance, a Eurasianist alliance, but in the back of their minds, they had the expansionist dreams of the neo-Ottoman state of that was being formed under Erdogan. So maybe we'll talk about it some other time, okay?
Maybe on Thursday. I'll be back live on Thursday.
Okay, I'll call back Thursday. Thanks for taking my call. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.